In this bulletin, 10 new cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales, Victoria's active coronavirus caseload falls below 200, and in tennis, Australian Open finalist Sophia Kennan makes the French Open final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has detected another 10 cases of COVID-19. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there were 5 cases in hotel quarantine and 5 locally acquired cases.
4 were linked to that new cluster around the private clinic, and 1 health believes is an old case linked to Liverpool Hospital, but it's believed the infection was acquired back in August, and so that person is no longer infectious.
Victoria has recorded 11 new cases and no new deaths. Premier Daniel Andrews says the results are encouraging.
This is an opportunity, a really important opportunity, to congratulate Victorians right across the state for following the rules, sticking to this strategy. These are the results that come from a really determined effort to defeat this second wave, to see this virus off, and then to lock in that COVID normal.
Victoria's former Health Minister Jenny Markakos has told the hotel quarantine inquiry there was an actual decision made to hire private security guards and she had no role in it. In a written submission, she says the inquiry should treat evidence from Premier Daniel Andrews with caution. Daniel Andrews told the inquiry he didn't know who made the decision to use private security. But Ms. Markakos has told the inquiry Daniel Andrews would have known about the decision before he gave a press conference at 3 p.m. on March 27. She says had the decision not been made by then, Daniel Andrews would not have announced the use of private security in the program during that news conference. Jenny Markakos resigned from Parliament a day after Daniel Andrews held her accountable for the hotel quarantine failures. The current cap on Australia's childcare subsidy will be scrapped under a Labor government and a universal 90% subsidy introduced. Labor leader Anthony Albanese detailed his party's response to the Morrison government's budget last night. He says that under the current scheme, women are held back from full-time work due to the high cost of childcare. Labor's early education minister, Amanda Rishworth, says expanding the subsidy is vital to economic growth.
But it unleashes our female workforce participation. It ensures that the second income earner doesn't have to turn down hours or turn down days of work because it just costs them too much. This is incredibly good for families, but it's also incredibly good for the economy.
13 men, including members of a right-wing militia, have been arrested for plotting to kidnap the Democratic governor of the US state of Michigan. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says the plot to kidnap the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, was a serious and credible threat. Ms. Whitmer has been attacked repeatedly by US President Donald Trump over her tough coronavirus lockdown. Armed right-wing groups have staged protests demanding the lockdown be lifted. Ms. Whitmer criticised Mr. Trump's message to right-wing group Proud Boys to stand by during the first presidential debate.
Hate groups heard the president's words not as a rebuke, but as a rallying cry, as a call to action. When our leaders speak, their words matter. They carry weight. When our leaders meet with, encourage, or fraternize with domestic terrorists, they legitimize their actions.
In tennis, Australian Open finalist Sophia Kennan has marched into her second Grand Slam final of the year after a victory at the French Open semi-finals. The American scored a 6-4, 7-5 win over Petra Kvitova. And Kennan says she's looking forward to playing in the finals.
I mean, I have to figure out what she does. She's had a great 2 weeks here. She's had some great results playing some really good tennis. So I know that I'm also playing well. So yeah, I'm just going to, you know, enjoy myself today. And then tomorrow I'm going to prepare for Saturday.
Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 22. Adelaide, mostly sunny and 21. Melbourne, a shower or two, 18. Hobart, a few showers, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 16. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 22. Sydney, sunny and 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.